Developers of the Greer Stadium site agreed to step aside and let a city-led archaeological study take place. In recent weeks, some opponents claimed the project, which abuts a Civil War-era site called Fort Negley, would build on top of the graves of former slaves. WPLN's Maribel Knight reports.
Music producer-turned-developer T-Bone Burnett had strong words for those opposing the Greer Stadium development. He blasted the claims as, quote, undiluted wickedness, saying they only serve to stoke the fires of racial hostility.
I want to be final and definitive. There is no possible way we are going to build anything on the graves of the people who built Fort Negley. If their graves are found there, all plans change.
To assuage any fears, Burnett said his group, Cloud Hill Partnership, would step back and allow the city to hire an outside firm to conduct its own archaeological study of the 21-acre site.
So even though we have begun an archaeological survey of the site, we want to pause while the city conducts a survey that will not be in any way tainted by the unethical campaign that has been waged to instigate racial animosity and to defame the members of our team.
Those who opposed the $100 million Cloud Hill project, which was spearheaded by Burnett, have complained that it risks tarnishing the historic land, which was home to an African-American encampment during the Civil War. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Maribel Knight.